may believe the time is coming when the Lord shall come again. I believe the end is nearing every day. I believe the good old Bible from beginning to the end. Just compare today with Matthew 24. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his come. Let us meet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. While upon the Mount of Olives his disciples came to him, saying, Master, tell us when these things shall be. Just be ready, be watching, let each one be free from sin. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us meet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. Many wars shall come upon us when the end of time is here. Many earthquakes will be numerous in those days. All of these we now are having, and in Matthew will appear. We shall live our lives with him and sing his praise. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us meet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us meet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. Upon the mountain they follow the Lord for days, weak from the hunger. He could not pass them away. A little boy had some fishes and a few loaves of bread. But how could so many with just so little be fed? He held it towards heaven with hands that had not yet been nailed. They watched him with wonder, but surely this time he would fail. But as he reached it to them, they could see down deep in his eyes. They could always trust Jesus, for he has an endless supply. He just keeps giving and giving, till the hunger was satisfied. He started with so little, but oh how the Lord multiplies. And when he was finished, the one was removed from their eyes. He could always trust Jesus, for he has an endless supply. I feel him so often, sometimes I grow faint in my heart. He's always been faithful, he's always done more than his part. He never leaves me, though I've often strayed from his side. I'll always trust Jesus, for he has an endless supply. He just keeps giving and giving, till my hunger is satisfied. He started with so little, but oh how the Lord multiplies. And when he is finished, the want is removed from my eyes. I'll always trust Jesus, for he has an endless supply. I feel him so often, sometimes I grow faint in my heart. He's always been faithful, He always does more than his part. He never leaves me, though I've often strayed from his side. He's always just Jesus, while he has an endless supply. He just keeps giving and giving till my hunger is satisfied. He started with so little, but oh, how the Lord multiplies. And when he is finished, the want is removed from my eyes. I'll always trust Jesus, for he has an endless supply. He just keeps giving and giving till my hunger is satisfied. He started with so little, but oh, how the Lord multiplies. And when he is finished, the want is removed from my eyes. I'll always trust Jesus, for he has an endless supply. And I've got so much to thank him for, so much to praise God for, you see. He has been so good to me. When I think of what he's done and where he's brought me from, I've got so much to thank him for. And I got so much to thank him for, so much to praise God for, you see. He has been so good to me. When I think of what he's done and where he's brought me from, I've got so much to thank him for. And I've got so much to thank him for, so much to praise God for, you see. He has been so good to me. When I think of what he's done and where he's brought me from, I've got so much to thank him for. I would rather live for him more than anything I know, more than houses and land, our riches untold, than to live in this world and lose my soul. I'll tell you, my friend, I would rather live for him more than anything I know. I would rather live for him more than anything I know, more than houses and land, our riches untold, than to live in this world and lose my soul. I tell you, my friend, I would rather live for him more than anything I know. I would rather live for him more than anything I know, more than houses and land, than riches untold, than to live in this world and lose my soul. I tell you, my friend, I would rather live for him more than anything I know. Oh, what a Savior. Oh, what a Savior is mine. Unto thee art the most. He's so wonderful and glorious. Oh, what a Savior is mine. Oh, what a Savior. Oh, what a Savior. Oh, what a Savior is mine. Unto thee art the most. He's so wonderful and glorious. Oh, what a Savior is mine. Oh, what a Savior. Oh, what a Savior. Oh, what a Savior is mine. Unto the uttermost, he's so wonderful and glorious. Oh, what a Savior is mine. John chapter 3. I guess I'll start in 16, a very familiar scripture. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth him should not perish, but have everlasting life. It's all about believing, eh? For God so loved the world, for this is the way God loved the world. Give his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. It's all about believing. For God sent his Son not into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. It's all about believing, and it continues on. I want to talk today about believing. Heavenly Father, we just read your word. Lord, I just pray you'll take what we read here and that you would give us the wisdom and the understanding. Lord, how to execute this very important scripture. It's all about believing. And Lord, we just pray that you'll open the hearts of the people, because if you don't give that increase, Lord, all we're doing here every morning is just beating our gums together. It takes you to ignite it in the hearts of the people, Lord, and make it alive, make it a real, make it a living word in their hearts, because, like we say, we put our best effort in, and we can't get nowhere. You have to open it to the hearts of the people, just like you told Joshua. You told Joshua that you're going to let the people know that you're the one that you're the man, Lord. And we just pray you'll just do the same thing here today. We know we're right. We know this is the truth, because we follow your word. We follow the seven stars, seven angels that we see in Revelation. And it's the only chapter that we have that will keep us stabilized. And we just pray you'll give that increase. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen. Okay. There's nothing that you and I can do for our salvation. The only thing that we can do is to believe what Jesus did at Calvary. He that believes on the Son has eternal life, and he that does not believe will not see life, but the wrath of God abides in him. And then you can go to the woman at the well. Jesus told her, if you can only get yourself to a place where you believe, out of your belly will flow rivers of living water. And there's so many things in the scripture where it talks all just about believing. And if you really, truly believe, then you are going to do something about it. Like when I heard that God sent a prophet, because it's all in the scripture. Behold, I send you Elijah the prophet. I read that scripture many times, but I didn't know really what it means to the full extent. And then when I was introduced to the prophet, to the age, William Branham, I believed it. I believed it to the point where I went and told everybody that I knew that God sent a prophet here in the 20th century. And I wasn't ashamed, because I wasn't embarrassed, because I believed it. Then I went and got baptized in Jesus' name, because I saw it in the scripture. And the first one I heard it said was from William Branham. He came to turn us back to the Word, back to the apostolic faith of our fathers. And the early church, they baptized in Jesus' name. They did not baptize in the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. That's satanic baptism. That's it. It's counted with baptism. And I began to see what's in the scripture, and I began to see that God takes time out to send a prophet down here to planet Earth to anoint. He didn't send it down. He just anointed them with an Elijah spirit. Because it says, behold, I send you Elijah the prophet before the great and dreadful day of the Lord comes. And that's over in, you can find it over in Malachi 4. And then, you know, it's just simply believing the word. And I just simply believed it because I could see it in the scripture. And I believed it. And to this day, I'm blessed. And the Lord just met all my needs. He did exactly what he said to that woman. Well, if you can get to believe it, out of your belly will flow rivers of living water. And that water has been flowing out of me ever since that time when I got found out about the prophet. Because the Lord said, this is my prophet. If you will believe it, you will be blessed. And I've been blessed ever since. And that was back in about 1995. And I've been going ever since because I simply believe the word. And God just keeps adding and adding, giving and giving until our hunger was satisfied.
That's what it's all about, is the word of God. And you can find it, what we're seeing here, in the word of God. That spirit of Elijah, that Malachi prophet that it speaks of in Malachi 4. And then you can associate what God has been doing and is doing. Like when you will, a lot of people, they get turned off God. Because they associate him, God, with their religious system. And then they don't want to have anything to do with that religious system. And then they think that behind it is God, and they don't want anything to do mm-hmm. with God either. And the devil has managed to do a number on people. But when you will take what God is doing and where God has moved and put the rest aside, then you can see a beautiful picture. And then you can believe what the word of God says, not what man has done with things. When you go through the proper channel of God, you will see that every time God did something, the devil was right there to pervert it. And that's why the devil makes God, in the eyes of people, they don't want to have anything to do with God. And the devil has managed to deceive people that way. But the Brenhamites, they make Brother Brenham look bad. Mm-hmm. When it's a lot of things that the Brenhamites are doing now, if Brother Brenham would come back, they would not receive him. Mm-hmm. Even the same way with Jesus. If Jesus would come and walk in the church system today, mm-hmm. he would actually be outside. Mm-hmm. And that's why a lot of people have a problem with believing things, because the devil has managed to do paint a bad picture in the eyes of people. But it's believing the word of God. You just take it to the scripture and believe it. When God let me see that he sent that prophet in Malachi 4, I believed it, because in it I could see how God was fulfilling scripture. And then you can believe what God is doing.
He does. Jesus said, the people hate me because of you guys. Because he was talking to the mm-hmm. scribes and the Pharisees, and he was talking to the religious system, that the ordinary people, they hated God. They didn't want nothing to do with him, because the Pharisees and all these people, they had managed to turn people against God. Mm-hmm. And because of their tradition and all that stuff. But we're talking mostly to the Hutterite people, because the Lord has raised us up to kind of try to get those people, these Hutterite people, that are so steeped in that communal living, that are so steeped in tradition and religion, to kind of open their eyes. And sometimes we find somebody that's got a little bit of a hunger, but see, Satan has succeeded that when it comes to anything spiritual, they're turned off. They don't have nothing to do it. So now we have to break through that maze, and we have to break through that granite wall, and to tell them about the real God, the real mm-hmm. Jesus, mm-hmm. the real essence of life. But like I say, Satan has managed and succeeded and turning people against God because of their tradition and their religious ideology. We had to completely distance ourselves. We had to completely divorce ourselves from all these religious systems. And it's not just all right. It's the Amish, it's the Pentecostals, it's the Baptists, it's all these religious systems. And now that Brother Branham is gone, now it's the Branhamites, and now it's the Jacksonites. They're all the same. All they do is turn people off from God. But you and I, we have managed to somehow keep our sanity and the day and hour we're living in, and we're doing, we're trying to tell people who this great God is, the one we got to know through the scriptures. We didn't get to know him through these religions. You'll learn more here in half an hour than you will out there in these Hutterite colonies or any one of these churches in 10 lifetimes, because they'll never tell you the truth. They'll never tell you about the day and hour we're living in. They'll never tell you about God sending a prophet. Yeah, the Branhamites, they'll tell you that God sent the prophet, but they won't tell you about Brother Jackson. They won't tell you about God moving on to the ministry of Brother Jackson. They'll make sure you don't even go near that, because they call him the blackbird, you know. They talk bad about him, and now they're not going to go and lead their people into the next chapter. Mm-hmm. Because God, he always evolves. He always moves on. Right from when he created that first angel, God has been on the move. Like Jesus said, me and my Father worketh hitherto. They never quit working. God is always moving on. And then when he moved on from the Apostle Paul, he moved on into Irenaeus. And he just kept moving and moving. And when he was done with Brother Branham, he kept on moving with the Raymond, with the vocal cord of Raymond M. Jackson. And when he was done with Raymond M. Jackson, he tested us all to see who is then that faithful and wise servant whom his Lord had found faithful to continue to deliver that living water at wheat and due season. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're doing here. This is the last chapter for mankind. If you miss that, then you're going to have to go to that other scripture, blessed is he that dies in the Lord from henceforth, and you're going to have to fill that sea of glass. The things that we're saying, they're 100% accurate, and all you have to do is believe what we're saying, because the Lord has honed us out to bring us out from these religions and from these Hutterite colonies, from these communes, to give us a set of, to let us see what God has been doing in these closing days of time. That he did send a Malachi for prophet, and that he did send, behold, I send you Elijah the prophet, and then he said, the disease of the voice. See, these people are all just voices of these angels, like we keep saying it over and over again. But it's the essence of life. It's the seven stars that Jesus held when the Isle of them Patmos, when they turned around, when John turned around, and he saw Jesus standing there with seven stars, and these seven stars, he went to explain, these seven stars that you saw in my right hand, these are the seven angels to the church ages, to the church age of Ephesus, to the church age of Sardis, and so on down the line, seven church ages, and there's seven angels to keep us on that channel, to keep us on that straight and narrow path, because once you're outside of that channel, once you're outside of that chamber from these seven stars, believe you me, Satan is going to get a hold of you, and he'll take you out to hell and that, and you wouldn't even know you're taken out. You'll be taken out there. But that's why you and I, we just keep saying over and over again, it's these seven stars, it's these seven angels that God sent to the churches that throughout the grace age. And then each one of these stars, they had an earthly messenger, like the Apostle Paul was that earthly messenger. And we have to keep saying it over and over again, because the Hutterites, they're so steeped in that religion and that ideology. And it's not of God. That Hutterite thing is not of God. It's pure satanic. If you compare it with Roman Catholic Church, it compares with Roman Catholicism right to the T. They have their Pope just like the Catholic Church had their Pope. And you cannot get in there. You can't get inside it. Because if you're not part of their stream, their system, they will put you in the outs. And just that simple. We've been through there. They're torture chambers. We know all about it. We can tell you what it's about. The Satanist at the end of it, no matter how you paint it up, at the end of the day, you can see it, because they will not let you get baptized in Jesus' name. They will not let you find out we're telling them here. The minute we send books in, they tell the boss, don't send these books out. Make sure you burn them up. And we send them in there, and then send some, they send them back. Some, they just burn them up. But see, that's the same spirit that was on the scribe and the Pharisee. They did not want anybody to have anything to do with the Jesus guy. Because if they found out they had anything to do with Jesus, they put them out of their synagogue. You can read it over and over again. Back when they had, when Jesus healed that blind person, they called him in question. Then they called his parents in, and they didn't want to be identified. And when anybody was identified with his Jesus, then he was put out of the synagogue. It's just the same thing today. Anybody in that 100 days, if they found out that they're being identified with you and I, they're gonna bring him out to review. They're gonna call him out to the Sanhedrin court, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. It says in 1 John 4:1, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God, and that is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye know, ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error." Now, there is a lot of voices out there, a lot of spirits, and a lot of people, they fall for everything that comes their way, that it is of God.
Mm-hmm.
Not everything is of God. It says right in the beginning here, "Beloved, believe not every spirit." And a lot of voices that are out there, people just follow every voice. And at the end of the day, they have such a messed up belief structure that they don't even know if they're coming or going. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people, because of ignorance, like the Hutterites, they're still living back in the 1500s with the forefathers.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they're at spiritually speaking. So they have no idea what the tactics of the enemy is. He has a lot of voices out there. That's why John was saying here, "Believe not every spirit." The things we're saying here are lined up with the Word of God. God sending a prophet. God having a channel to work with. If it's not part of the vine, it will lead you astray, because it's not taking that power and that anointing from God.
It's not dry from the vine.
Mm-hmm. And then if it doesn't come from that vine, it doesn't have the anointing of God. Mm-hmm. It is from the spirit of the Antichrist, as John mm-hmm. was saying here. And that's why a lot of Hutterites, they leave the Hutterite system, but they're soon led astray by a different voice.
Mm-hmm.
And that leads them right into another organized religion, another organized system. And that's why when you take it to the scripture, you will never go wrong. Like God sending a prophet, that is scriptural. And that voice that it speaks of in Revelation 10, but in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he will begin to sound, see, that is what God is going to work through. That voice of that seventh angel is the voice that spoke through Brother Brenham and Brother Jackson. And that's why we're continuing here to speak on that. That's why John was able to say, "We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Mm-hmm. And that's why he can say that. That's why we can say that. Because we have followed what God has been doing and are speaking on those things. That's why we can also say, we are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us.
Amen to that. And we're, like, we're not doing our wrong thing. Mm-hmm. The Lord just put the shiner on it, and he called us out, and we were willing to lose our life for his sake and the gospel. And that's been our life for the last 35 years. And we're just continuing on with what God has predestined us for before the foundation of the world. I wish people, I could make it so simple as it is to you and I, but I don't have the capacity. It's just exactly what I keep saying, what God told Joshua. Joshua, I'm going to tell the people, I'm going to move on their heart that you're the man, that you're up, and that they're going to believe you, because I put it in their hearts to believe. And the same thing God has to do with you, that he has to put in the hearts of the people that Sam and Lorraine are right, and this is the last chapter of mankind, that everything that we're saying here is thus saith the Lord, because God has given us that scripture. He's given us, he has found us faithful and wise to deliver these things to the people out here, to deliver meat and due season. He's found us faithful and true to do that, and then to live, to deliver that living water, like it says back over in the Revelation. You want to read that? Come and drink out of the waters of life freely. Because, see, the grace age is over. The era of circumcision, that was over 2,000 years ago. And it went into a different era. It went into the grace age. And then the people that brought this new, like this new thing in, like the Bereans, when Paul went to the Bereans and told them about his newfound faith, they went to the scriptures to see if these things be so. But all in all, back in the days of Paul, and when that transition was from circumcision over into the grace age, there was a lot of persecution going on, because the devil did not want people to move on, but God was moving on now with the grace age. And here's the same thing. The grace age is over. The time to get baptized in Jesus' name is over. Now, the only thing that's open here for about 3.5 years is the invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Because, how do you know? Because I know there's silence in heaven. If you take the scripture now, you got to go back into the scripture, and the only time you can find it in the scripture where there's silence in heaven is right now, because now Jesus is off the seat of mercy. If he was still on the seat of mercy, there was all these voices, all these cherubim saying, holy, 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 it's the Lord God Almighty. But there's no Jesus up there. Jesus is down here on planet Earth and spirit form, because if it wasn't so, he'd be up in heaven. And if he's up in heaven, it wouldn't be silence in heaven. But he's down here for about 3.5 years until the rapture takes place. And once the rapture happens, there will be no more silence in heaven. But it's on right now, and right now it's an invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb, to that great, just like it says in Revelation.
Revelation 22:17, and the Spirit and the bride say, come, and let him that heareth say, come, and let him that is athirst come, and whoever will, let him take the water of life freely.
And that's what's on right now. And all our whole makeup, our whole job that we, so to speak, have is to send out an invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And if you can believe it, if you could believe, get yourself to a place where you can believe what we're saying here, that God sent a prophet. And on the heel, when he took Sam off, he sent that apostolic ministry through the vocal cords of Raymond M. Jackson. And then he took us and he tested us, each one of us, he tested us all, and then he found you and I faithful to do what? To deliver that meat and due season. Mm-hmm. To do exactly what it says. Come and drink out of the waters of life freely. And if you can only get yourself to a place where you can believe what you said, believe you and me, out of your belly will come flowing rivers of living water that you won't even be able to contain. It'll be, it'll just be like an overflowing well. That's what we're doing here. It has to be. God has to be somewhere in time. He's always moving on. He's always moving on. When he was done with Brother Brendan, he moved on with Brother Jackson. When he was done with Brother Jackson, he took him off. And now That angel has found you and my, you and our vote, you and my vote for to continue on with the program, and is going to continue on, and then the rapture will come, the bride will be taken out, and the Holy Ghost will be taken out, and everything is left for the devil to just raise hell here on earth. And you don't want your worst enemy to be here when that happens. We're telling people the truth, the exact truth, and we're lining everything up with scripture, lining upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little, and all we're doing, we're bringing out exactly the hour we're now living in, because we got it from the Lord about that midnight cry, and we keep saying it over and over and over again. You can go back and listen to everything we're saying here on our website and everything, and you'll find it to be exactly so. Exactly 100% the truth.
Yeah, well, it has to be the Spirit that quickens. If the Spirit doesn't quicken, then you can talk all you want and people are not going to get it. It's just going to be water off a duck's back. And because, and it also says in John 6, verse 36, it is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profit nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. And it says, and he said, Jesus said, therefore said I unto you that no man can come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father. From that time many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Then said Jesus unto the 12, will ye also go away? Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, and we believe and are sure that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered them, have not I chosen you 12, and one of you is a devil? He spake of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, for he it was that should betray him, being one of the 12. See, if the Spirit of God doesn't quicken it, then you can talk all you want. It's not going to do anything.
That's why we keep saying God has to open the hearts of the people. We've been beating our gum together here for just, I've been talking for 30 years ever since the Lord took me off that colony. And I've been sending back and telling them about God sending a prophet, about baptism in Jesus' name. I've been doing that for 35 years. Mm-hmm. I haven't missed a beat. I just kept beating away. Wherever I had an opportunity to speak, that's what I did. And then the Lord got us to start up his website. That's what we're doing. Now we got that invitation out there to the marriage supper of the Lamb. That's what we're doing. And then it'll happen exactly 7 years on October the 21, from October the 15th, 2021, you could count 7 years and you could take it to the bank. It will be exactly, that's when Jesus will come down and he'll tie up Satan and throw him into hell. Just that simple, because it's via the scriptures. That's you and I, we have done all of it. We have kept our sanity through the word of God, like we were saying yesterday. That word is a lamp unto my feet and a light to our pathway. That's what we have followed. That's why we are where we are today. That's why the Lord found you and I faithful and worthy to deliver that meat in due season. Who is then that faithful and wise servant whom his Lord had found faithful and wise to deliver that meat in due season? We'll tell you exactly what happened, and we can take you from eternity to eternity, because we were two people that were willing to be taught exactly what Jesus said. Father in heaven, I thank you that you have hid these things from the wise and the prudent. The wise of this world, the people that think they know something. And you have hid them, and you have revealed them unto babes such as would learn. You and I, we found that out through the ministry of Brother Branham and through the ministry of Brother Jackson. That's why we can freely say the things we're saying, and we can tell you we know we're right. Not because there's anything righteousness in us, but we have fought and we have been taught from that apostolic and that and the prophetic ministry. And we're just delivering it. We're just holding on to the thing that we have been taught. And we just intend to continue doing that, because here it is end time. They say the Lord will send a hunger and a thirst into the land. not for bread and water, but for the living word of God. And that's all we're doing. There's coming a time up the road when there'll be such a hunger for reality. All this confusion out there, all that mess that's out there, like these people, that they leave the college and they go from the frying pan into the fire. And they go to that Stolzwood, or they go to that movement from that prophet down in North Dakota here. There's a lot of them left that Hillside Colony, and a lot of them left from Forest River Colony. I think they call it the nine that left or something. But see, it's just, they just go from something that's bad into something that's even worse, mm-hmm. because they don't have that guiding light. They don't have that star. They don't have the ministry of William Branham and Brother Jack to keep it in line. And they're just going out there to the dogs, and the devil feeds up to the dogs. It's nothing out there. Believe you me, you have to stay within the channel that God has predestinated from before the foundation of the world. And that's the seven stars, the seven angels throughout the grace age. And right now, it's exactly right here what we're telling people is exactly the truth. And all you got to do is believe what we're saying, and you're going to find out of your belly will come flowing rivers of living water. Of course you'll be persecuted. The Sanhedrin court will get together and they'll make sure that you're being either terminated or you're going to have to go up to the Sanhedrin court and deny your faith and deny mm-hmm. that we're right. That's just the way the program works.
God has this channel that he works through. You can trace it right back to the early church there at the day of Pentecost. And then going on with the church age messenger, Paul, and then Irenaeus, Martin, Columba, Martin Luther, John Wesley, and Brother Branham. See, you can trace that stream all the way back to the early church. And that's when you will read the genealogy of Jesus. You can take the genealogy of Jesus right back to Adam. Mm-hmm. And that's how God works in a channel. And if you believe what God has for your day and hour, that is that righteousness, and that is what going to totally take you into that fountain of living water, where you will, like that woman, she'll never thirst again. Once you partake of that fountain of living water, your thirst will be quenched. And that's what happened to me when I walked through all these systems of religion. I came to the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson, and I knew I was at that fountain where my soul, just like that deer, was panted for the water. That's how my soul was longing for that righteousness, and that brought me right to the minister, Brother Branham, Brother Jackson. And we're just continuing here to let people know the things, the wonderful things that God has done. That fountain is still available for people.
If I said it, Shrond is an early flute. That stream has been going. If you've been listening to any one of our messages, and you can go back and you can follow that stream right through when God created that first angel. And he's been busy and working ever since. And then Jesus comes on the scene. Now it's not just God and the angel working. Now it's God and Jesus. That's why Jesus said, me and my Father mm-hmm. worked hitherto. And he's continued to work. And then he said, this is going to be eternal life, that they believe on them whom I will send. And then he sent these seven church age messengers. He sent these seven stars. And to continue with the program, now me and my Father and these angels working hitherto. And each one of these angels, he had an earthly voice with vocal cords that they spoke through the vocal cords of, like you were saying, Apostle Paul. And then he goes off the scene and we go into another church age. And then he takes the vocal cords of Irenaeus, and right down to the grace age, he just kept speaking with these men, with even the church age of Laodicea. A lot of people don't even know what these church ages are, mm-hmm. and that we're living in the church age of Laodicea, because they haven't been taught. Like I say, you will learn more here in half an hour than you will out in these listen to these Hutterite preachers and these denominational preachers in 10 lifetimes, because they'll never tell you anything that has any value. They're just beating their gums together. It's nothing but tables of vomit. It's just a waste of time. It's just a waste of energy, because you're not being told nothing. You're not being taught about the day and hour that you're living in. You're not being taught of that God sent the prophet. You're not being taught about the church ages and throughout the grace age. They're not being taught none of it. In fact, they'll do except for the opposite. They'll make sure that you never find it. They're like that killdeer, you know. Have you ever watched a killdeer? Went to the pasture, we're picking blueberries or something, and there this killdeer making a big fuss because he saw we're getting pretty close to his nest, and he pretended his wing was broken and pretended he was sore and all kind of stuff just to lure you away from his nest. And that's what these preachers out there do. They're working overtime to make sure you never find the truth for your day and hour. They'll put you out of the synagogue if they find out that you're listening to Sam and Lorraine. God, that's just the way the devil works. The devil works through these preachers. That's why I keep saying, the satanista here. The devil is controlling these preachers so that eventually they turn against God and they hate God because of these preachers. Just like it was back in the days of Jesus and the days of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. That spirit is still alive. That spirit didn't die. It just used somebody else. That back there it just happened to use the scribes and the Pharisees and the religious leaders. And here in his end time, he's using these people in the pulpit. The John Hagee, the old Roberts, that guy from Acadia there, that preacher, that Arnold from Acadia. It's just deception. They'll make sure you never are allowed to listen to what Sam and Lorraine have to say. They're going to see to it. Once they find out about it, you'll be dragged up to the Sanhedrin court. And if they can't intimidate you and scare you off, just like that killdeer, if he can succeed and lure you away from the nest, he'll do everything he can to do that. But we're just continuing on. Whether people believe it or not, that's not our, then we got nothing to do with that. We're just putting it out there. If you take it, fine, you'll be blessed. If you don't, do it to be exactly what the Lord told me when I came to the ministry of Brother Ben. I didn't believe it. But then the Lord came. I told these people, I'll fast and I'll pray, and I want to go see what the Lord says about what you're telling me here. And then it didn't take 2 days. The Lord came on the scene. This is my prophet. If you believe it, you'll be blessed. If you don't believe it, it's still my prophet. And if they believe what we're saying here, you're going to be blessed just like I was blessed. And it just continues on. It's too bad that we have to be the ones telling us that, because it looks like we're tooting our own horn. No, we're telling people the truth because we know there's a starving and a dying world out there that's headed for hell, that's headed for destruction. And if we don't do what the Lord requires of us to do, we will be going to be held, we're going to be found to be unfaithful. Mm-hmm. Pray.
Heavenly Father, we come before you, give you thanks for another day of life, for everything you do for us, Lord. You've given us daily provisions, and we thank you, Lord. We just pray for your word, Lord, that you'll open it up in the hearts and the minds of people, Lord, what you've been doing and what that you have created a wonderful pattern, Lord, of righteousness, Lord, and we can find it all in your word. I pray, Lord, that you'll open up the hearts and the understanding of people so they can see and believe what you have done. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.